Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 10th of April, and this is my audio boo. And it's a dinner making boo, but I'm running a little bit behind because I've got everything ready. I was about to put it in the oven. Roast dinner today, by the way, roast beef. But yeah, got to the point where I was ready to put potatoes and stuff in the oven, and turned around, and I hadn't actually heated the oven up, which wasn't totally clever. So I am behind and had to push all my timings back 15 minutes just to confuse everything. I have noticed, however, that there is a problem with this Audio Boo app. And I think it's a similar problem as to somebody had the other day, and I can't remember who had it, but a child walked in. I pressed pause on the headphone socket jack thing. There's a separate pause button on there rather than pulling out the iPhone, typing in the number, pressing pause. And the last audio boo I listened to started playing, which was Simon's over the top, which isn't totally clever. If I'm recording and I press pause, I really would like the recording to pause and not for it to assume that I want another boo to resume playing. That's a bit odd. Quite how to solve that, so I assume it's a fault with the Audio Boo app, and nothing particularly strange I've done with it, but it does seem rather counterintuitive. I don't really know what to talk about today. It's been quite a laid back weekend because we've got quite a few bits done, but nothing spectacular has happened. The weather's been glorious. Kids have been playing quite a lot. I suppose that is one thing I can talk about. When the weather gets good, our children get fairly free range and they play out the front quite a lot, which has been lovely when even before we moved, you know, that they had a sort of a stretch of our three houses all had children in it and they all played out together. And some children on the opposite side where we've now moved to. Of course, now we've sort of swapped round houses and we're the other side of the path. And we've got new neighbours. And obviously the people in our old house who've moved in, neither have got children of the same age. So yes, I'm kind of playing by ear, but I do feel a little bit sorry for them in that... we've had, especially as now we have the big garden, we have the big sort of grass in front, which is almost sort of like a little village green area. The kids like to kick. We own that patch of grass, but obviously that we seem to congregate a lot of children now wanting to play football. A lot of children in our back garden because we've got swings and planer frame and trampoline. So we're quite an attractive destination in the area. So a lot of children discovering friendships of mine. I might enjoy it for the popularity aspect, so I don't mind, as long as they're outside and not keep traipsing through the house. But yes, it can't be very nice for the neighbours. They keep having to walk past. I'm not quite sure. I don't want to discourage the kids' friendships. I do want to encourage sort of respect for our neighbours, and I hope that too much, because you know, the weather's nicer and they want to go out into their garden and enjoy their garden too, and probably weren't quite expecting to be part of such a big social hub. But yeah, so we'll have to see how that goes. I have already read the riot act this week with kids from a bit further out coming over, which were friends with my eldest from school, so that's okay. But then they were abandoning their bikes in front of neighbour's house, not ours. And I have had to go out and read the riot act about respect for other people's property, and that I would send everybody home if they didn't respect them. And that seems to have done the trick for now. But yes, I don't want to upset new neighbours. I'm not really quite sure of the proper etiquette and ethics behind it. So yes, that's all I've got to say. I've only got 10 seconds left. I will speak to you again soon. Bye.